Shalom Aleichem, hope everyone is well. Let's go through a few interesting vortlach on this week's parasha, or this week's parashios. Tazria Mitzora is a very difficult series of parashios. We'll do the best we can to find some interesting, inspiring ideas. So the first one is the jikav, or the iminom, on the pasuk that says, Ushloshim yom, ushloshes yomim, teshev b'dmei tahara, b'chol kodesh lo sigav el mikdash lo savo adi melos imei tahara. So 33 days, the woman after giving birth, so the dam that she sees, she's all tahor, and then it says the word tahara twice, tahara in the beginning and tahara at the end. And Rashi there points out that the first tahara is lo mapike, the hey does not have a dagish, it's red tahara, but the last one is mapike, that tahara. You emphasize the hey at the end when there's a dagish, what's called a mapike. That's what Rashi comments on this pasuk. So Jikover says something fascinating. This pasuk is a remez to Lag BaOmer. So Shloshim Yom Ushloshim, 33 days, Lag BaOmer. How does this reference Lag BaOmer? So he says as follows. Yimei Svira Heim Lahamtik Hadamim Dam Nida. The whole weeks of Svira, the 7 weeks, correspond to the Shivanakim, 7 days of clean. And the days of Svira are there to Lahamtik, which means to sweeten, to soften the Dam Nida, the blood of Nida. As is known, he brings down from Pikabal this idea. Ubevo Lag BaOmer, when Lag BaOmer comes, Oz Namtikin Hadinin Vadamim. At that point, all the din, all the dam is completely wiped out. We begin from Pesach and count 33 days. We're busy somehow sweetening the din, and we've accomplished that, comes Lag BaOmer. Why? Because Lag BaOmer is Oz Hu Hod Sheba Hod. That the sphere is a week of Hod, and it's the day of Hod, it's what's called Hod Sheba Hod. And the pasuk at the end of the parsha describes the nida as dava, dalid vav hey dava, which means a tumah of some sort. The word dava turns to hod. They share the same letters. So hod shibah hod transfers dava to hod. That's the deep idea that Jacob says. However, he points out, omnom dain lo nigmer lagamri. It hasn't completed the process entirely of being mamtik the din, because you have to wait for the week to complete. The Hod, the week of Hod, is not done yet. It's not until Malchus Shabbat Hod. 33 days is not completing. It's only 5 days into the week. We haven't completed it. So granted, it's the week of Hod. Granted, it's the day of Hod. But you're still missing a couple more days to complete the week entirely. Ki od yesh beis yamin. There's still 2 more days. Achla achar shlomas kol yamin mishol shavua. Hachamish is after you've completed the 5th week entirely. Then really, oz nigmar tikkun sfiras hod. That really wipes out the mid of hod. The mid of hod really comes, shines strongly, and wipes out dava, the main nida. And therefore he says, he goes a little bit deeper, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but that's why he says, the first tara is not mapike, because hod shebahod, although it's the week of the 5th, it's not the complete 5th week, until the end, another 2 days, then it's tara, which is a mapike, which emphasizes the hey, now the 5th week is complete. So that's what goes from Lag BaOmer, it's almost tahor, it's almost completely mamtik the din, but then the end of the week, it's entirely, and that's the remez here that the Jikover says. A very, very deep idea here. The next one is the Magal Amukos. The pasuk says, Ha'odom kihiyeh v'ur b'saris esos apachas or v'heres. When a person develops some type of skin disorder, deceit, disease, teras. So why is the word Adam chosen in the pasuk? Why not Ish? So the Magal Amukos says, Ha'odom is Rashitevos, Aleph for Adam, Dalet for David, Mem for Mashiach. And these three individuals all have and will develop teras. He doesn't elaborate on Adam so much, but Adam, the Sfarim talk about when his skin changed from being covered in nails to skin. There's a reference to the Ur Adam having some teras. David, the Pasuk tells us that until him Anochi Tolas v'lo Ish, I was a Tolas, but I wasn't a man, and a Tolas lives for 6 months only. And the Midrashim explained that this is a reference to the 6 months that David was afflicted with Tzaras. And then Mashiach, the Gemara, the end of Sanhedrin, tells us that Mashiach is going to be a Metzora. He's going to be a Metzora. So somehow, even though Metzora is a bad thing, great things come, great people come from those with Tzaras. So that's what Adam is referencing. Adam Harishon, David HaMelech, and Mashiach all have, and Mashiach will have Tzaras. The next piece is on a very nice sefer I was sent by Rav Elchanan Shah from Los Angeles. His sefer is called China V'Chista. And he quotes from the Gemara that tells us that Amar Rabbi Chalbo Kashim Goyim L'Yisrael, Gerim rather, Kashim Gerim L'Yisrael Kisapachas. That Gerim converts are very challenging for Am Yisrael. They're as challenging as Tsaras called Sapachas. The Rambam brings this down as well. And there are many explanations of what's difficult about the Gerim. Some is difficult about them, some it makes us look bad, the non-Gerim look bad. But either way, it sounds like it's something negative. And he points out that Sapach is, and Negam is saying it's very bad. It comes because of various Averos, Avodah Zara, Gilei Raos, Shvichas Damim, Chil Hashem, Birchas Hashem, Gezel, so on. So it's a very bad thing, Negatzeras. Yet on the other hand, we have that when a Negatzeras develops on a house, it was a Besura Tova. It was an announcement that this person has some hidden treasure underneath his house. So it sounds like it's a good thing. Negatzeras indicates something positive. So the Eitz Chaim says there's a machlokas, whether or not Negatzeras is an onesh, or some type of a Besura Tova. It's a good announcement. And he explains in the Sefer that Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. They're both true. Both of these ideas are true. The Rafa Pishu Onesh, even though it's right, you're right, it's a punishment. When a person goes to the Yisurim, a person should appreciate it. Akash Baruch Hu's sending him a message to be a better person. So he explains here as follows, that it's an Onesh Gadol, but it's also a Revach Gadol. It's something that's great, great reward. That Amar Rabbi Lazar Lo Higla Kalish Baruch Hu Tzizol Ben HaUmos El Kadeshi Yitosva Alem Gerim. Galus is a terrible thing. But although Galus is a terrible thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us into exile so that we could get Gerim. We need the Gerim. We need them. We need them to join us. And then that's the idea. So Galus is a bad thing, but it's also a good thing. So Negatzeras is a bad thing, but it's also a good thing. And that's what it means about Gerim. That it's a bad thing to go into Galus. But at the end of the day, we need the Gerim, we want the Gerim, and all the positive things that they bring to us. Next piece is from the Chassam Sofer in his Sefer Taurus Moshe. It says the Pasuk, V'yotza korin el muchutz l'machana, v'ra'a korin v'inei nirpa negatzeras min hatzaruah. That the person has been healed from tzaras. And he asks a very interesting question, implicit question. He wants to know, what's the need to bring karbanos? Didn't he already get kapara, this mitzara? He went through the yisurim of the skin disease. He went through isolation. So what's the need to bring karbanos? So writes the Chassam Sofer, Perish. Shaloshav b'tshuva me'atzmo. This person didn't do tshuva on his own. Misa'oris libo. From his own self introspection. Rakai deshin nisnaga. Only because he got afflicted. He got a disease. V'shav, then he did tshuva. He reacted to a punishment. V'yaz nirpa minatzaru v'lo me'atzmo. So the Pasuk says, Minatzarua, Nirpa Negatzaras Metzarua. The Negatzaras was healed from Tzarua, but not from himself. The Tzenega caused him to do Refuah, caused him to do Tshuva, but he didn't cause himself. Akachach Tzarach Od Kaparet Sipurim Karbanos. That's why it wasn't a full-blown Kapara. That's why he needs the birds. That's why he needs the Karbanos. And he goes on to say, Mikomakom, Adayin tzara kapara al shalom nisara l'shuv ad shehevi al of a yisurim, and therefore he needs a kapara because he was not self-inspired. Ba she'enkein, ilo ha'yanirpa michata osav. Had he said, you know what, I did something wrong, I spoke lashonara, below yisurim, I need to do the right thing, let me change my ways. Beli tzaras, had he not had tzaras, he would not need a karbon. Ki adirab ha'zidonos ha'yunasin l'zukizuchuyas, because it's zidonos. His wrongdoings. He admitted to them, he did tshuva mi'ava, that would have transformed his averos into zechuyos, into mitzvahs. Further now, it says in the Parim Yafos, a very nice idea, a beautiful remez, it says, v'tziva korin lakach l'materet shei tzaypar m'chayis taros v'eitz eres shnei salas v'ezov. As part of the process of being mitar from tzaras, he has to take three items. Eitz eres, shnei salas, and ezov. And Rashi brings down because these items, Shni Salas and Ezov, the hyssop and the thread, are very small, they're lowly, a person should be mashma himself, he should be humble. That explains the Shni Salas and the Ezov. But what are the eight eras? The cedar tree, which is massive, was big, was so large, what's that coming to hint at? So he says that we know that Ezov represented Avodah Zarah, in Shvichas Damim. He spent his life murdering. He spent his life worshiping Avodah Zarah. And the antidote, the opposite of that, in Kedusha, is Mesiras Nefesh and Anava. A person who kills, he takes someone else's life. Mesiras Nefesh, or giving one's own life, is the opposite of that. Avodah Zarah, a person is so hard he's not willing to be machni himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anivus is the opposite of that. So Esav represented the two negative midas, Avodah Zarah, along with Gaiva, Shvichas Damim, along with selfishness. And Yitzchak and Yaakov were the opposite. Yitzchak represented Mesiras Nefesh, he was Moser Nefesh than the Akedah. And Yaakov was an Anav, he was very humble, Katonti Mikol Chasadim. So therefore, Yaakov represented the Shnei Salas V'Ezov, the humility. But Yitzchak was, Mesiras Nefesh requires strength, it requires Gura. And that was the Erez tree. And for that reason, the Gematria of Erez is 208, which is the same exact Gematria as Yitzchak. So to counter the Mitzora, the different Midos of Esav that caused the Mitzora to do wrong, it's both Yaakov and Yitzchak, the eight Erez, along with the Shnei Salas and the Esav, which brings the Tshuva and Kapara and Tara to the Mitzora. The next idea is from the Chida. He's commenting on the pasuk of Hiza ala Metahir, Metzaras, Sheva Pamim, and you sprinkle on the Metar, the sprinkle on the Tzaras 7 times, Vitiharo, he's now Tahor, Vishilach Esatzipur Achaya Apnei Hashadeh, and you throw, you send away the bird. Ki Adam Yeshlo Shnei Miyadibur, a person has 2 types of speech, says the Chida. Echad Aser Ve'echad Mitzvah Bo, one that he's prohibited from speaking, and one that he's commanded, he's supposed to speak. V'ha'aser, the high iser, high new lashon hara. V'dugmaso, shatzipor, osem, aise, patit. The birds chirp, they talk a lot, lashon hara. And you shech the bird, and klicheres has no way to be metar klicheres, you have to break it. You shech the bird, the klicheres would represent that which is broken, can't be fixed, that's lashon hara. There's no fixing lashon hara, there's no place for lashon hara at all. That in am ha'aretz, the only thing he could do is to have a ruach nishbar. To feel broken, his tara is to feel broken, to feel upset. But if he's a Talmud Chacham, Yasef B'Torah. A person should be Basif B'Torah, and that's what it says in the Pasuk, Amayim Chayim, on the waters of life. That's Torah, of course. And that's the 2 ideas, that the bird is either shechted or sent away. Either shechted, you need a Ruach Nishbara to deal with the Lashon Hara, or to be Osek B'Torah, the Mayim Chayim, in order to bring back a tshuva. And finally, the Stipler comments, he was asked the question in the very last pasuk of Mitzorah, Hadova v'adova b'nidasa v'azov ezovo l'zachal n'kevel isha sheyishkav im timea. The very last word of the parsha is timea. And Chaim was asked, so don't we have a concept, the Ramah tells us that we always have to be mesayim the parsha with something good? How are we mesayim the parsha with something bad? It goes through a lengthy discussion at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim that al yotze adam davar megunim mipiv, a person cannot say something disgusting from his mouth. And he quotes her, Machlokes Rashi tells us whether the word tamei is a good word or a bad word. So Rashi is a bad word, so he doesn't have an answer to Tzarchin for Rashi, but for the Balam or the word tamei is not really a bad word. To read the whole piece inside, it's not really a bad word. Actually, it's a lashon nekiya, even though the pasuk does say eina Torah. Because it sounds like Tameh is bad, that's only to teach us a point in one instance, but really the word Tameh is not really bad, and when we come to teach something, to teach a halacha, the word Tameh is not bad, and since this pasuk teaching us a din, a halacha, the word Tameh is not bad, and therefore it's considered ending off with something good, not with something bad. Everyone should have a wonderful week.